Okay, let's get into today's daf, Avodah Zarah daf Vav. Avodah Zarah daf Vav, we are on Hay and Beis. We were just discussing back to the beginning of the Masechta. We had the Mishnah that said that there were 3 days that one is usher to do business with the Ovdei Kochavim before their holiday. So the Gemara asked, do you need so many days? Right, it only takes 1 day, right? The Mishnah in Chulin. That the worry about Osova Esbeno is only 1 day. It's only on Erev these days, the day that you're going to Shach. So the Gemara says, well, there's a difference between eating and being makriv. So the Gemara says, what do you mean even being makriv? Right? We know Shol and Bilchas HaPesach, the Brisa that comes up at the Maseches Megillah. 30 days, 2 weeks. So the Gemara answered, Anan, let's pick up from there again, 6 lines up. Anan, deshchichi mumin, depasli. We have many types of blemishes that pasol, afilu bedokin shaba'ayin. Even a slight blemish in the eye, be in tlasin yom. You need 30 days to check. It takes a long time. Inu, the mechusar aver is lehu, betlasin yom isaki. And they, the Bnei Noach, only have mechusar aver. That's the only thing they worry about, and therefore, that's the only they need. They need less time. There are many mitzvahs in Parshas Emor that have to do with Ba'alei Mumin. There's an isser to be maktir the emurin of a Baal Mumin. There's an isser to be shochet the Baal Mumin. There's an isser to do zrikas adam of a Baal Mumin. These are counted all as separate isurei daraisa. There's an isser of putting a mum in on a karban. Shlo niten mum bekachim. The chinuch says reish pei zayin, reish pei ches, reish pei tes, all of them. But then there's a separate one that's connected to our Gemara that has to do with Bnei Noach, as we'll see. But first, let's continue a few more lines of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, they that only have mechusar aver betalsa yomi saki damer belazar minayin lemechusar aver to asul b'nei noach. How do we know a mechusar aver if it's missing a limb is asul b'nei noach? What does that mean, asul b'nei noach? If a ben noach wants to give a carbon to Hashem, then that is usur for them to give. Rashi, asul b'nei noach lahakriv ligavoa, to be makriv to gavoa. V'dumya, right? Bnei Noach are usher to give anything to an avodah zarah, but to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, usher lagav legavoa. V'dumya de karbanos she'noagu avoseihem lashamayim he'noagin avodas kochavim shelahen. The earlier generations, their forefathers, they used to give karbanos to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? There was an isser of hakravas mechusar aver. Now they just do it to their avodah zarah, but even they, the parallel is mechusar aver. Therefore, they wouldn't need so much time to get ready before the Yom Ha'et. Tosfos here, two comments of Tosfos. First, Tosfos discusses in Minayin L'Mechusar Eiver, Pirish L'Hakriv L'Gavoa, like Rashi says, but Mama Shelahen, Dilu B'Beis HaMikdash, Shevilu B'Dogat Sheba'ayinami Aser. What does that mean? If a non-Jew brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, then it goes by our standards. Right, then it goes by our standards. And that's a separate issue d'araisa. The Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Tzadi Beis. Shelo lahakriv ba'ali mumin miyad agoyim. Shenemaru miyad ben nechar lo sakrivu eslechem elokeichem mikol eila. What's the pshat? Shelo nomar. Achar shehu goy nakriv ba'ado ba'mum. You know, he's a guy. He has different standards. So we could just take his standards and use his standards in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we know we're allowed to accept karbanos from all the nations. Ki basi beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim. Not only tefila, but also avoda. Ish ish l'rabos ha'goyim shenodrim and nedarim and nedavos. So makalim osam ehem. They can bring karbanos ola. So therefore, they bring it, so we have to keep the standard of our avoda. Again, the message of the mitzvah might be, right, we can't use a non-Jew standards to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. We have our own standards, and therefore we can't lower these standards. The Minchas Chinuch here in Reish Tzadi Beis also discusses Lechora Kasha. Lama li ish ish lahatir lakabalayan karbanas. Ha muchach mi pasik zed da asara shesira Torah shal lakabalayan balmum. Muchach tzvi mishori lakabal. You don't even need a pasik. Once the Torah says that there's a losa say not to accept bali mumin from them, obviously except to meet them from them. So this is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. Why would you need a separate iser? And also he discusses a hadre li isur kama, the concept of once we do it, if we would accept it, does this go back to the regular iser of being makriv a baal mum? Is it a different iser to be makriv a baal mum of a goy, makriv a baal mum of a Jew? Or do we say this is just megala, that it's a hadre, it goes back to the original iser? Either way, this is the discussion of the first Tosfos of Minayin L'Mechusar Aver. There's another Tosfos that's though the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says if it's usher for a ben noach to give a carbon that's mechusar aver, so why isn't it counted in the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach? Yesh lo dakti guest Tosfos milosh and asur shehu iser gamur uben noach musar bedavar v'teima my time alochashiv le bahadi zayin mitzvos shenitztavu v'yischayv olam misa. Right? Why is it that it is not counted in the Sheva Mitzvos? So Tosfos says, why isn't it included? Yesh lomar dahai kum aseihu. No, because that's considered a mitzvah aseh. All the Sheva Mitzvos are los aseis, except for dinim, which is a separate discussion. But all the other ones, Isser, right, Eiver Menachai, and Birchas Hashem, and Gezel, and then the big three. So they're all los aseis. But this one would be considered aseh. What kind of aseh? Isn't there an Isser of bringing Mechusar Eiver? Says Tosfos, Yesh lomar dahai kum aseihu, deme ish ish marbinon, sheovde kochavim nodrim nidarim v'nidavoski Yisrael. V'im nodar Mechusar Eiver, amrinan le, kum bahave karbon shalem. We would say, no, bring a tamim karbon. The kumase loka chashiv, and the kumase they're not on the list. Amazing. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, what's Tosfos talking about? There's a kumbase here. There's an isser to bring a carbon with a mum. So let's say he comes with a carbon bal mum. So we say this doesn't work. So he could go home and shalom al Yisrael or shalom al non Yisrael, right? What do you mean a kumbase? He doesn't have to bring any carbon. Answer Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas. Yesh la yein. Lama omrim lo have shalem, v'chim mechuyev hu bekach lo havi karben shalem, af bin nadar v'amar harei alai mikom akom. Ein ben noach mitzuve alav de lo yachel, v'yamotzei svasach, he's not included in Hilchos Nedarim. Ela de berotze la hakriv mechusar eiver omrim lo shalo yikrav, av lo havi acheres minayin lanu. Kiveger does not like that answer of Tosfos. He does not think this would be called a kum v'asei. So the Achronim try to defend and figure out what Tosfos means. The Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov in Simon Bays, right here, quotes, he says, maybe it's not so clear that they're totally excluded from Inyanim of Nedarim. He says, maybe the general din of Nedarim Nedavas. But here, there's a special din that they're included in Nedarim when it comes to Karbanos. Chayiv, Muchach, Mehaikra, Degam Nachri, Chayiv, Lekayim, Es HaNedarim, Legavoa. Right, so he says maybe there's a special din of Motzei Svasecha when it comes to Nedarim. Right, we had that earlier in Masechta Shavuos that giving things to the Beis Hamikdash might be different. Right, even Kona Divlev, even in one's heart, Machshava. Either way, that's the discussion of the Stipler. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar says that a Bechusar Eiver is Usur for Benen Ben Noach Tchsif. Where do you know that from? Pasuk by Noach. By the Mabel, umikol hachayah mikol basar shnayim mikol the gomer. Hashem says, take from all the animals, the non-kosher animals too. Amra Torah havei behema shechayin rashei evarim shalah. Bring an animal whose limbs are all alive, are all there. If it's missing a limb, then don't bring it. And these were all for eventually to be makrif from. Mikol achai. Rashi says, Hashem shoya asiz noach lahakriv mehen. Even though the non-kosher animals weren't going to be brought, but in general, the animals were going to be used for karbanos, and therefore we could darshan this drasha. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Vahai mi boile, that's what you use that pasuk for? Mikol achai, mikol basar, no, use that for something else. Mihai mi boile lemuti trefa, delo. No, that's already mikol achai. Noach has to bring live animals, animals that will live, excluding trefa. A trefa will not live. Trefa ain't achaya, the Gemara discusses in Maseches Chulin, and therefore that's what's excluded from mikol achai. It's not open to teach me that mechusar eiver is excluded. Says the Gemara, no, trefa milachayo zeranafka. Trefa is excluded from a different pasuk that has chay in it. So mechusar eiver is excluded from mikol achai. Trefa is excluded from lachayo zera. But the trefa will not be mechaya zera, says the Gemara. Hani chalmadamar trefa ene yoledes. This makes sense if we hold like the opinion that a trefa cannot give birth, trefa ene yoledes. Ela lamanda amar trefa yoledes ma'ikala meimar. But if you say like the mandamar of trefa yoledes, so then then you're stuck because then you're back to the question. So amar kra itcha bidomin lecha. Noah could still exclude it because he says take them with you. Similar to you, and you are not a trefa, and therefore you're not allowed to bring trefos to the teva. Ask the Gemara. I guess let's first continue, and then we'll mention other items. V'dema Noach ufe trefa havi. Maybe Noach was a trefa. How do you know? Maybe itcha. He could take a trefa. Somewhere it says tamim ksivbe. No, it says tamim. He is complete without a mum. V'dema tamim bidrachavaya. Maybe tamim just means he was tamim in his ways. Not about his physical body, but he was tamim in his ways. Tzadik sivbe. No, it says tzadik. And therefore, the drachav is referring to, the tzaddik is referring to the drachav. Tamim must be referring to the guf. V'dilma tamim b'drachav tzaddik b'masav havi. Maybe they're both referring to mitzvos and ways. The Ritva says, what's the difference? Bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveiro. Says the Ritva, Tilma tamim b'drachav pirsh tamim librios, lihios anav v'shval ruach. Veruchan nocha hemenu. The tzaddik is like Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tamim in his ways with people. Tzaddik with his ways to Hashem. Right. So, and then the Ritva asks, so why doesn't it talk about tamim and tzaddik in the text? And he gets into mixa shvacho shalobafanav, kulo shalobafanav, as Rashi does on Chumash. So back to the Gemara. So maybe tamim is drachav, tzaddik is masav, and there's no raya that he's not a treifa. So Gemara says, lo salga daitach tanoch kufi treifa havi. Don't have that suggestion. Don't have that possibility. To isalga daitach tanoch treifa havi. Because if you really think he was a treifa, so then it's strange. Hashem says itcha. So Amale Rachmana kavasech ayol shlemin lota ayol. Right, the Hashem saying take only like you take only treifas. That wouldn't make sense. So it must be that he was not a treifa, and you darshan itcha to exclude treifos. Stop there for one more line, and then we'll talk. V'hashad denafkele me itach l'chayo zera lamali. So if itach excludes treifa, for according to this man Amar, ime itach hava mina l'tzavsa ba'alma. If you had itach only, you would have thought take with you, but it's really only for companionship. Via filu zakin, afilu saris, not for children afterwards. It could be someone, an animal which can have progeny. Zakin and saris, kaz rechman is zera, so it has to be zera. So lamaisa, what's excluded? Noach was not allowed to take on the teva a mechusar ever, or a trefa, or a zakin, or a saris that wouldn't be able to procreate. Good. Two discussions that we should have. Number one, the Gemara had the suggestion that Noach gufe treifa have. Noach was a treifa. Es tosfus, but a treifa is anachai. A treifa doesn't live too long. Noach lived many years after the mabul. So what's the Gemara talking about? Es tosfus v'dilma. V'alfa gafsha chayla achar mikan shnai shanim rabos. Even though he lived many years afterwards, mikol makom ba'osa sha'a lo haya yodeya im haya treifa shalem sheyaniach. Milahavi treifa mitam domin lacha. He didn't know what he was. If he didn't know what he was, so then we say that he wouldn't have known, and therefore that's why he had to know at this point, even though Lamaisa he wasn't, but he didn't know that. The Tosa doesn't like that answer. He says, Tahashta koi kamanda amar chaya, maybe this line of the Gemara is going like the manda amar, that a treifa could be chaya. And there are other answers. The Chedushi Aran here says, maybe there's a difference, even though the Gemara says treifa chaya, treifa ain't a chaya, maybe there's a difference between treifas of animals and treifas of people. Even though the Mishnayos and Bechoros parallel one after another, the Baali Mumin of people, of a Kohen, Baal Mumin of animals, there's still a difference. V'yafagav, d'chaya basar hachi tuva, es t'chadushe aran, inami yesh lomar, d'efshad, d'ba'adam, ika treifas shehu chaybo, shekinegdo bibehema enachaya. Maybe there could be a chilek between the two, and again, there are rayas, lakan lakan, in that discussion. The Ramban has a much-discussed comment at the beginning of Eilat Treifas, the beginning of the third parak in Chulin, where he discusses, how could there even be a machlokas? Treifa chaya, treifa eina chaya, treifa molid. Why don't they just test? Why don't they just check it out? What's a machlokas in Metzias? How could there be such a machlokas? Does a treifa chaya or not? So says the Ramban, they did test. They did check. But sometimes results are inconclusive. Sometimes you do an experiment, and different scientists view the results in different ways. So here too, there were some results, but they still had the question. Ask the Ramban, first paragraph in Eilat Treifas. Mashenechlku chachmei Yisrael betreifa imi chaya o enachaya tamua heichlo badku adaver benisyonos harbe. Efshar shekimu, so he says, Efshar shekimu mena treifos shemalacha moshe misinai pam achar pam umatzu shelo hayu miskaymo shemasar chodesh. It could be that they tested and they saw that it didn't live. The afal pikein, misha rayos chachmaso, o kabalaso, no senes lo shehi chaya, eno chozerbo, shari omer she mesa bemikra, kedam rinan gemiri di mevadri lo simani chaya. And it could be something that it's not convincing. Not convincing evidence. And he quotes the Yerushalmi and Trumos. We discussed this years ago in the context of Chawa. Gabi kashos v'nimseis mara, boi ben Levi, v'chi bedavar she'efshar lamod alof chachamim pligin, can there be a machlokas in Metzias? Ask the Yerushalmi and Trumos, and the answer is, ela be'ikr b'dikasa pligin, v'nafgamina l'safik drusa, l'kol safik, she'treifos mashinos in miskam, yud beis chodesh, b'yadua, she'en a treifa. The Ramban notes that not everything is conclusive, and it's not, it's a machlokas, how to interpret the evidence and how to interpret the experiment. So it's not a machlokas and mitzias. It's a machlokas, how to interpret, right? There can be a certain percentage, but what does that mean halachically, right? So that is an important comment of the Ramban. Also related to here is the suggestion of Tamim Bidrachav Tzadik B'masav, the Chashuki Chemed discusses here a shayla. If somebody wants to be Ma'ater Mishu, I want to give somebody the title Tamim. What does he have to be? He's a Tamim, right? He's a Tzadik is another name. So he says, well, Rashi here says, what's a Tamim? Rashi says right here, on top, Anav Ushval Ruach. An Anav asks Rav Zilberstein, why is an Anav a Tamim? Right, if you have other midos, you could also be a Tamim. Why Dafke is an Anav a Tamim? So he explains beautifully. Uber Pashtus, he says, because a Bal Gaiva is a Bal Mum. It's a Balmum. The Gemara in Begillah. Yotza Baskol v'yamrleh Amateratzu dinim Sinai kochim Balimumin atem etzel Sinai. Right, you're all Balimumin. Rav Ashi, Shema Mina Haiman deyar Balmumu. The Gemara says it beferish. Begillah Chavtes. V'shamati biyur inyan b'inyan zeh. Says of Zilberstein, I heard an explanation. Shem lo yada kei salino b'halacha misuyemes. Let's say somebody doesn't know a specific halacha, but he has a Bal Gaiva. He's not going to ask. He's not going to want to learn it. He's not going to try to get better at it. And if he goes, she yitzarach lavo l'simcha shel mitzvah, simchas chasam mekal lo yavo, he won't go, he won't enjoy himself, he won't be besameach, because he'll think, they didn't invite me properly, they didn't give me this covet and that covet. So he's mugbal. He is limited. Hu mugbal v'nechen. He's a little handicapped because of his gaiva. Ulu mato, somebody who's an anav and a shval ruach, he's always running to mitzvot, he's always running to learn, he's always running to ask. And that's why he could be a Tamim. He's not a Balmum. That's the connection between Gaiva and Anava. And that's what he quotes from the Rambam also at the end of Hilchas Lulav. Had simcha sheyismach adam asiyas ha-mitzvah avoda gedolahi. The simcha that a person has during a mitzvah is a tremendous avoda. And if a person doesn't have the simcha, roi lehi para mimenu. V'chol ha-megiz daito. V'chol ha-kavad la'atzma. If somebody has Gaiva, and he gives himself covet. Umischabed be'enav bimkomos elu chote v'shote. And then he quotes, Valzeh is Shlomo of Amar al Tishadr b'fnei melech v'chulu. V'lo na'e ha'iter tamim. To him, the Chashuk Yechemet says, this type of person could get the crown and the title tamim. So that's the interesting relating to our issue here of what a tamim is. Finally, the last issue to mention as we leave the treifa discussion is the thought that Reb Chaim Brisker mentions. Reb Chaim develops the idea that at least according to the Rambam, maybe not others, there is an affinity. Some say this was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah speech. Right? There's an affinity between treifa and nevela. Right? We haven't mentioned this in a long time. Treifa, we usually think that there's a difference between them. What's a treifa? An animal that was shechted properly, but it has a separate problem. It has a hole in its lung. It's not going to live. Some other defect. While nevela is a perfect animal that died without proper shechita. Nevela and treifa. Nevela is a shechita problem. Treifa is some other problem. Says Reb Chaim, with many proofs, no, treifa is also a shechita problem. Treifa did not have a proper heter shechita. It might have had a maisa shechita, but it didn't have a heter shechita. And therefore, it's connected to nevela. And he brings raya. Maybe the biggest raya is the Rambam in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, Dalad Yud Zayin, nevela v'treifar mitztarfim zem zel kezayis. Right, two different Yisurim cannot be mitztarif to the shir. Nevela and treifar mitztarif l'kezayis. Or the example that he always gave, and all the mafarshim that quote this Reb Chaim quote from the Rambam, in Hilchos Avos Hatuma, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, what happens if a non-Jew shechs? If a non-Jew shechs, there's no heter shechita. But the Rambam paskins, there's no Tumas Nevela. Nevela, we know, is an Avatuma. If a goy shechs, there's an Isser to eat it, but there's no Tumas Nevela Midaraisa. Both of those halachas. And says the Rambam, how do you have these two things together? If you have a Maisa shechita, so then it should be you have a heter shechita. So the Rambam gives a mashal. Trefa. The Rambam says, V'im Tomar, V'halohi Asura, right, how many times do you have an Im Tomar in the Rambam? V'im Tomar, Halohi Asura Ba'achila Din Torah. Lo kal ha'asur ba'achila mitame shahare treifa asura utahora. The Rambam compares shchitas akum to treifa. One second, shchitas akum is nevela. And he's comparing that to treifa. The answer is it's the same thing. Nevela doesn't even have a maisa shchita. Treifa doesn't have a maisa shchita legabe the heter shchita. Meaning it's not stam, a perfect shchita with a separate problem. There's a problem even with the chalos shem shchita. And that's how they can be That's how they can be compared. And there's other examples he gives. There's a Raman Malchol Sasuros, where he's Mashveh, Isurei Trefa, the Nevela, also in Perak Dalet, Halacha Ches, and there are others. But that's an important yesod of Reb Chaim about the relationship between Nevela and Trefa. Good. So now we get back to the Mishnah. Iboy Lehu, ask the Gemara now. Shlosha Yamim, the 3 days before, when the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do business with them. Hein v'idehen, o dilma hein below idehen. Is it three inclusive of the day of the holiday, or it's 3 days plus the holiday, four altogether? Is the holiday included? So the Gemara tries to bring a couple of rayas. Tashma, first, we try to bring a raya from the next Mishnah, on Daf Zayin Mabes, on tomorrow's Daf. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says there, not only 3 days before. Rabbi Yishmael says, shlosha lifnehem, shlosha la'achareihem. Usher. Rabbi Shmuel says it's usher the whole week. The whole week. 3 days before, 3 days after. Right? The whole week is going to be usher. So the Gemara says, Isakadai dechein ve'idehen. If you say it's included, the 3 days are included in with the holidays, it's only 2 days before. Rabbi Shmuel, Yomi dein chashavlu meikara. The chashavlu hula basof. So I don't understand. If it's 3 days before, 3 days after, it doesn't make sense. Because if you say 3 days before and you already included the Yom Ha'ed, it should be 2 days afterwards. Because that the Yom Ha'ed is already mentioned by the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah mean? So it must be that the day is not included. It must be three before and three after. The answer is no. It could be three before and two after. But I did the Tana Shlosha Lifneim Tana Nami Shlosha Lachareim. Just to be parallel, it says both. Okay, no good. Tashma, let's try again from the following statement. The Amar of Taflifa Bar of Dimi, Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, Yom Echad, L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael, La'olam Aser. Right, as Rashi explains here, one day, Sunday, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is always Aser, right, because there was a certain pagans that worshipped the sun. The Meiri says, as we mentioned a number of times, that we're not talking about the ones that have Sunday today, but the pagans that worshipped the sun. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, everything's usher, la'olam usher, because he holds every Sunday. So 3 days before Sunday, 3 days after Sunday, then the whole week is usher. So Shmuel says that according to Rabbi Yishmael, everything's out. So 1 second, v'isakadad achein v'idein. But if you say the 3 days include the day of, then you still have 2 days. V'yayikar bova chamisha d'shari. What do you mean? Wednesday and Thursday. 2 days before Sunday is Shabbos and Friday. 2 days after is Monday and Tuesday. So Wednesday and Thursday should be mutter. But Shmuel says it's all usher. So it must be that Hain below Idayan, 3 days separate from the day of. Gemara answers, you're right. Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael okami boili. De Hain below Idayan. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're right. Rabbi Yishmael holds it separate. Hain below Idayan. The Ritva adds, just like Rabbi Yishmael adds on days after, so he also might hold Hain below Idayan. Right? He sees, he has a more expansive Shita. Pirish de Lididay, Afshar Shekashem Shemarbe Isralacharea Marbe Lefneyan. But kikami boile aliba de rabbanan. According to rabbanan, my. That's our question, which we still don't have an answer to. So tashma, let's try again from the next discussion from the Mishnah back on Daf Ches. What are the days? The Mishnah lists off the days. We'll have to get into the details of this, but Hashem later too. The elu heini d'angelo de kochavim kalanda satrunya ukratesim. Right, three different holidays. Yom Rav Chanan Barava kalanda Ches yamim achar tkufa. Kalanda is 8 days after the winter solstice. Strunya, Shmoni Yamim Lefnei Tkufa. And Strunya is 8 days before. We'll have to talk about this. Interesting. 8 day holiday in the winter. What does that sound like? Right, as we'll see. V'simanech achor v'kedem sartani. And what's the siman? Before and after I was formed. So you have these holidays. 8 days before, 8 days after. So again, the Gemara says, V'isakatai d'chein v'idehen, and if you want to say, hein v'idehen, it's included, and it's not separate beforehand, so asara have. So then, as Rashi explains here, the Mishnah, instead of saying three, if sometimes it's 10, it should have mentioned. It should have mentioned 10, right? If it's hein v'idehen, if it's included. It's an 8 day holiday with 2 days beforehand. So the fact that it didn't mention it, so then doesn't that show that it's Hain below Idehen? The Gemara answer is no. Tana kule kalanda chad yoma hu dechashavle. Could be the Mishnah on Dav Beis is referring to the whole 8 day holiday as 1 day. It's 3 days, but really the third one is as long as the holiday is, and that is 8 days plus 2 days before. So again, there is no raya. So Amar Rav Ashi, try again. Tashma lifnei d'angelo v'kochavim shlosha yamim. What about the language of our Mishnah? lifnei, before the aid, 3 days. It sounds like the pashtus is separate. V'isach adayta chen v'idei, and if it's two plus the day of the aid, lisni idei shalavdei kol chavim shlosha yamim. Should have just said that without saying lifnei. Say the idean of the chavim 3 days. We would have known to 2 days before. V'chitema haytektani lifnei idehem limutei la'achar idein. If you want to say it says lifnei to exclude la'acharei, to exclude the shita of Rabbi Yishmael. So lisni edam shalavdei kol chavim gol yamim lifneiem. Have the lefem at the end, because that would still give the impression that it is included. It's not three plus. Ela shvamina hein below idein shvamina. It must be the three is not included, and that's why it emphasizes beforehand, lifnei idein, right? It's separate, and that is what we paskin, again, halacha lemaisa in the Rambam, even though the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says that bizman hazeh, it wouldn't apply. Okay, so now we get into lifnei iver. One of the lifnei iver sugis in all of Shas, right here. Iboi lehu. So what's the reason for the Mishnah? Right, we already mentioned this on Daf Beis. But what's the reason that I can't do business with a pagan, with an Obed Avodah Zarah, 3 days before his holiday? Mishum Arvacha, is it because of profit? Is it because he's going to make a buck, he's going to be happy, and then he's going to go and thank his God? And therefore, what's the issur? What am I doing wrong? Rashi. Mishum Arvacha, deravach va'azil u'model avodas kochavim. He's going to be Moda. We pointed out the Diyak of the Chlushi Aran on the Rashi and that base. He's going to be Moda on that day, on the Yom Ha'ed. V'over Yisrael Mishum Lo Yishama Al Picha. And the Jew will violate Lo Yishama Al Picha. There's a separate Isser discussed at length in Sanhedrin Daf Sama Gimel that a Jew cannot be the cause of an idol being mentioned, even not by the Jew. But it's Usser. It's Usser. Lo, the Gemara says in on Sama Gimel, Lo Yigrom La Acherim She Yidru Bishmo V'Yekaimu Bishmo. And that's exactly why Avu at the Shmuel says you can't go into Shutfis. Avu Usser La Adam She Asa Shutfis Ima Ovid Kochavim. You can't go into Shutfis with an idolater. Shema Yischayev Lo Shua. Maybe he'll have to take a Shua to you. Benishba Ba'avodas Kochavim Shalo. Vatara Amra Lo Yishama Al Picha. Lo Yishama Al Picha. That is the Gemara. Red Tosfos discusses the name of Reb Shmuel, Kol Shegen Shvua Atzma Din Lekabel Imenu, and Shvua in Rabbeinu Tam's wonders before your mafsid, can you? But what about Bizman Hazeh? That's a big discussion. This Tosfos and the Ramah on Arachayim, Kufnud Vav, and the Noda Biyehuda and Yaredeya, whether the Ramah got it wrong. But Mikol Makom, Tosfos says, nowadays we allow it. Why? Just read you the line. V'yavo bishem mishtatfin, shem shamayim v'davar acher, lo ashkechon da'asur ligrom la'cherim l'shatef. We don't find it's usser to cause someone else to be mishati Hashem with something else. V'lifnei iver leka, de'bnei noach lo husru al kach. B'nei noach are not huzar on this. What does this mean? On shituf? It means shituf. What about Christianity? That's shituf. That's Hashem and Yeshu and the Holy Mother. That the Trinity is that. Is that not Shituf? Is that not Usser? Is that not Vodazara? So this is a Levitic Sugya. This is the Tosfos. Again, Sanhedrin, Slamach, Gimel, and Mabez. The Ramah quotes this in Simen Kufnun Vav in Arachayim. The Nodabi Yehuda thinks that it's a mistake. It's a mistake to matter it. Okay, this is the discussion of the Tosfos. But again, the root of it is here, the Lo Yishama Al Picha. So that's possibility number one. What's the reason in our Gemara why you can't do business? Because they're going to be happy about it, and then they're going to be thank their idol. O Dilma Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. Or is it just Lifnei Iver? Lifnei Iver, because I'm selling him an animal, and he's going to use this animal for Avodah Zarah purposes. And that's one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. And therefore, I would be violating Lifnei Iver. The Tosfos Rit says that this is only a kasha on the Tanakama. Reb Yehuda, the Suffolk, is only on the Tanakama. Reb Yehuda said in the Mishnah about getting paid back from him, it's usher because even though he's upset now, he's happy l'achar zman. So it's clearly about the harvacha issue, according to Reb Yehuda. So Tosfos Rit said it's only a question within the Tanakama. And the Ritva also says that bevandai there's lifnei iver here. The question is there also harvacha? That's the question, says the Ritva, how he formulates it. Mishum harvacha namihi, o mishum lifnei iver l'chud. Aval lifnei iver l'kuli amachayshin of iser Torah nami, who it's an iser da'oraisa, of lifnei iver. What's the nafkamina? Ask the Gemara. My nafkamina to isle behema l'didei. What if the Avodah Zarah already has an animal and you're selling him another animal? So I amrit Bishun harvacha. If the issue is harvacha, that he's going to go and be modeh hakam arvichle. So you're being marvich to him, and he's going to maybe use this animal and thank his God. Yamar mishum lifne iver lo sitein michshol. Lifne iver, there's no iver, because he could do the aveira anyway. And that's the yesod that we learn here, and in a few lines also, that lifne iver does not apply on a daraisa level if the person could do the aveira even without you. That's the only nafkamina that's mentioned by the Gemara. There are other nafkaminas that the Rishonim bring up, right? What happens if the giving him something that he's eino ro'i lahakrif, right? Tosas brought this up, not here, but Tosas back on Daf Beis wonders, you know, what if it's midi delav tikroves, right? That could be a nafkamina. Tosas says maybe it's not, because even if not, if it's a, he could still use it somehow. Tosas also discusses right here on the bottom. Is this, does this Gemara prove anything about the machlokas? Rashi, Tosfos earlier, about whether there's only an isser of being mocher or also being kone, right? If there's being kone, what's the, isn't that an afkamina too? To be kone, maybe there's no lifnei iver, but there is harvacha. So Tosfos says, no, maybe both. He'll still use the money that he got, right, for something in Avodah Zarah. So it's a discussion about other nafkaminas. Good. Says the Gemara, v'chi islei lo avar mishum li lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. Is it really true that if somebody could do it anyway, they don't violate lifnei iver? V'yatanyam Rabbi Nassan, but doesn't Rabbi Nassan say, minayin shelo yoshid adam koshal yayin lanazir? How do we know that it's usur to araisa to give a nazir a cup of wine, because he might come to drink it, one of the three surim of a nazir, the Eber Menachai lebenei Noach, or Eber Menachai cannot be given to a ben Noach, because again, that is usher, one of the shavim of ben Noach. How do we know that? Tamalom, or lefnei iver, lo sitei michshol. V'yahacha, and what in these cases? Don't you assume that they have wine and meat themselves? V'yahacha, d'chi lo yavin alei shakli ihu. If you don't give it to them, they're going to take it themselves. V'kavar mishum lefnei iver, lo sitei michshol. And it still says, you are violating. V'kavar. So isn't that a problem? Abacham ha'eskinan, maybe not. Maybe this case is only talking about the koyvich avery denara. They're on two sides of the river. Meaning, if you don't give the cup of wine or the avery menachai to that person, so then they are not going to get it, and that's why it's lifne iver. Dekanami also sounds like away from the lashon. Diktani lo yoshit. Veloktani lo yitain. Shmamina yoshit sounds like you're stretching and you're giving it, even though it is not, because it's not available in front of the person. Good. A lot to talk about on this on these couple of lines. First of all, the Tosfos and Masechet Shabbos discusses that even in a case where there's no lifnei iver daraisa, we assume that there's still an issa derabanan of misayeya. Misayeya l'dvar aveira, even if the person could do it themselves, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea, even if they could do it themselves. Number one. Number two, the interesting diuk, amazing diuk, from Reuven Margolis in the Nitzotze Or. Yeah, we mentioned him a couple of days ago as well. Hoziari says, why is it that Yoshid Adam Koshal Yayin LeNazir, one Nazir, Eber Menachai LeBnei Noach? Why doesn't it say to a Ben Noach? Why is one in the Yachin and one in the Rabin? Unbelievable pickup that we wouldn't have noticed even without him. So he says, a Nazir, you have to give one cup to a Nazir, because if you give one cup to 10 Nazirim, they're probably all not going to drink the shear. And therefore, there's not going to be. It's going to be chatzi shir. So chatzi should be lifnei iver of chatzi shir. Even if you say it's aser min haTorah, it might not be the full shir, and therefore it wouldn't be aser. Masha'enki, when it comes to a ben Noach, there's no shiurim by a ben Noach. And that's why you could give a piece of Eber Nachai to Bnei Noach, because no matter how much they eat, Aval kishenosin kos yayin l'naziris harbei, l'nazirim harbei, debatzer shiur l'kol chadeinu over. Aval l'bnei Noach lo ninu lehem shiurim, over gamba kol shehu, right? And he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam says this. The whole idea of Kezias and Kebetza and all of these, that's a Jewish concept. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud, Tes Yud, V'chein chayav alevi menachayav alabasar menachayav b'kol shehu, shelo nitnu shiurim ela liyisrael bovad. That's what it is. Shiurim were only given to Bnei Yisrael. That's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And therefore, that's a diak between a Ben Noach and a Bnei Noach versus Nazir. Amazing. Why Dafka does it say the Chiddush of these cases? If you help somebody do any Avera. So the Ran says here, the Ran in the back, the Ran says the Chiddush is, even though it's not usher to the Moshit, the Moshit's not a Nazir. Even though it's not usher to the Moshit, it's still usher. That's the Chiddush of the line of Kos Yayin of course, Yayin Lenozir. Tosfos and the other Rishonim also discuss, are these just examples? Is there something unique? Tosfos Nira Duadim Bekol Shari Surim. Right, all the other Rishonim also. Right, it says these, maybe because here, that Lo Bedili Mineh, here you really know the guy's going to drink it, because everybody's drinking wine, and he normally drinks wine too. Aval Yisrael, but if a Jew, maybe, says the Tosfos and the Ritva also, if you give a Jew a piece of Nevela or a Chazir, maybe there's no Lifnei Iver. Ein Lachosh Domi Lachoshet Lo, because you don't have to assume, if you know he's going to eat it, fine, that's Usur. But if he's taking it, maybe he's going to give it to his dog, so maybe you don't have to be Choshesh, and that wouldn't be Lifnei, it wouldn't be Lifnei Iver. Only these, where it is Lo Bedili. The big Chakira in Lifnei Iver, which relates to the Chiddush that we just said of the Ran, a number of them, but one of them is what comes up in other sugis as well, and that is Kali Prati. If I do Lifnei Iver to you of a certain Avera, is that general Lifnei Iver? My scorecard in Shamayim, I have a Lifnei Iver scorecard? Or every Avera in the Torah, there's a section of Lifnei Iver in that Avera. So if I do Lifnei Iver of Nevela, and Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, and Lifnei Iver of Shatnez, I get three different Averis. Is it one Averis, Klali? I did it the same Avera three times. Or, no, I did a little bit of Shatnez. I did a little bit of Nevela, Vachulu. Right, so that's a question, Klali Prati. The classic Nafgamina to that is the Machlokas Balamor and the Ramban in Maseches Sanhedrin, Lifnei Iver of the big three. Is that Yehorig Va'al Yavar? If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, convince Levi to kill Yehuda, or I'm going to kill you. Doesn't tell Shimon to kill Levi, or I'm going to kill you. Convince Levi. So Lifnei Iver of the big three, is that Yehorig Val Yavar? So that's a machlokas Balamor and the Ramban. So again, if it's a klali, just Lifnei Iver, then for sure not. It's not Yehorig Val Yavar. But if it's a little bit of each and every Avera, it's what we call Prati, so then that would be a problem, and you would have to be Yehorig Val Yavar. Another example is, another nafgamina that the Achronim talk about, is what if the person never violates? Right, I try, but he doesn't violate. So is that going to be Lifnei Iver Lo Site Nichshol? He's not Nichshol Labasov. So if you look at our Gemara, what does the Gemara say? V'yahacha, if you bedaik in the Lashon, chidchi lo yavina le shakli ihu, right, if he doesn't take, he's going to take anyway, if you don't give him, v'ka'avar, sounds like present tense, sounds like violation. Right, if you're medayik in that lashon, there are two other gemaras that talk about this too, which give a different impression. Gemara Kiddusha Lamed Beis. Remember the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that Rav Huna tore his clothes befanav to see if he would get angry. The Gemara asks, how could he do this? Maybe he'll get angry dil marasach, and he'll violate. So that Gemara sounds like it's only if he will get angry dil marasach. The Gemara in Moi Katan Daf Yud Zayin has the case of Amsei de Bei Rebbe, who says, stop hitting Beno HaGadol, because if you do that, you are violating Lifnei Iver. That's the language of the Gemara in Moi Katan. V'Lifnei Iver, Amsei de Bei Rebbe, Chazisei Lahu Gavra, Tavimachi LeBeno Gadol, Amri Levi Ahu Gavra B'Shamta, Dikha'avar, you're violating B'Shub Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mechshol. So again, some of these are Nafgaminas and the Ran's issue. What if the Moshe does not chayef? So I'm never planning to be a Nazir. So is that, do I have a Nazir scorecard? Right? So if Lifnei Iver is Klali, then fine. But if it's Prati, I'm not a Nazir. Or convincing a Kohen to marry a Grusha. The Gemara talks about it about Metzia in the first parak. So again, these are a number of Nafkaminas. What about being Machshel and Nisa Durabanan? Could it be Lifnei Iver to Araisa? But the other fascinating discussion in this regard is the Pashupshat. Right, Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol. If you look in Rashi quotes Lifnei Suma Bedavar lo sitein eitzah she'eno hogeneslo. If somebody is blind in a certain area, don't give him bad advice. Don't give him bad advice. Rashi is always the pashtun, as close to pshat. And the poskim, the chinuch, the Rambam, don't quote in this iser daraisa. Don't the literal? What about the pshat? What about putting a rock in front of a blind person? Is that for sure? That's usur. That's terrible. That's a violation of a lot of things. But is that included in Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol? The poskim don't quote it in that. So the question is, why not? Right? There's the Eina Mikra Yosef Midei Pshuto. So the Klei Yakar suggests, the Klei Yakar says maybe it's because of the last two words of the pasuk. Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol V'yareisa Me'alokecha Ani Hashem. What does Rashi always say on V'yareisa Me'alokecha? Something that only Hashem knows. Hashem knows. If you put a rock in front of a blind person, you don't need Hashem to say that's evil. Everybody sees that's evil. So maybe the fact that it says Yerusha Melekecha means it must be something. This pasuk is referring to only something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows is evil. So bad advice, right? If nobody knows, if you're giving the good advice, the bad advice, so maybe that's the issue of Lifnei Iver. We just discussed this a couple of days ago also. I don't remember exactly which year, about the, is there Lifnei Iver, if a, the Tshuva of the Meshav Dover, where the Masader Kedushin marries a couple, even though he has his hunches that they won't keep Taras and Mishpacha. Is that okay? Is that Lifnei Iver? Reb Moshe Feinstein discusses, what about being an architect for a church? Right, what happens inviting somebody for Shabbos that you know that they're going to drive? All of these are very halacha lemaisa in terms of Lifnei Iver. Just to quote there, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman that we love to quote, that the Ramah says in Aruch Chaim, that if you know somebody's not going to wash, you're not allowed to give him bread. Because you know he's not going to wash. Because of Lifnei Iver, losit in mersho. They're going to eat without washing. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, bizman hazeh, not giving him the bread. Is Lifnei Iver Losit in Mechshol. Lifnei Iver means you're putting a stumbling block in front of him and causing him to do an Aveira. Not giving him the bread is going to distance him more from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from Torah and Mitzvos. And therefore, it's the same Yisod, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, the godless of Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Mincha Shlomo, he says, Bizman Hazeh, it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite, says Rav Shlomo Zalman in. He says, "Benidon ze." This is in Siman Lamed Hey. Hoel v'kala iser shal anosein lo lecho hu rak aveira shal nesinas michshol v'kivan shem lo yitein lo lecho hari yikashal ha'orech b'iser yoser gadol nimsa deleka klal shum aveira. Kivan, you're causing him to hate Jews, to hate Torah. Kivan deleka hachan shum nesinas michshol ela adra v'yishkam hatsala mi michshol gadol meod al yidei ze. Okay, also the lashon of the lifnei iver lo sitein, giving, putting, that also is a reason that Rashi might have said what he said. Okay, a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara Yibo Eluhu, Nasan Mai. What happens if he did business? He wasn't supposed to do business within the 3 days before, but he did it. So that money, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nasan Vanasan Aser. It's Aser. Right, we're kones, we find, because sometimes, unless we find it b'dieved, the lin's not going to last. We find it. The Ritva says it's not going to be usher to the whole world. It's not like some cases of Maisa Shabbos, where it's usher to everybody. The Ritva says, Pirish de kansu rabbanan alei, u'mistavar de l'didehu de usher b'hanav, alo kansu l'beno acharav, v'kol shken shu mutter b'hanal acherim. Just the person himself. Rish Lakish Amar Nasav Natan Mutter. Rish Lakish says no, it's Mutter. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan has Rish Lakish from the following. A Daniel Digal Chavim Nasav Natan Asurin. Brisa says Beferish, it's Aser. So my love Lifnei Dan, isn't that referring to Lifnei Dan? It's Aser. So it's a riot to me. Lo Idan Dafka. No, maybe only on the day. That's more Chamor and that's Aser. But if it's Lifnei, it wouldn't be as Aser. Rabbanan did not institute an Isser Hano in that case. Ikadami or the opposite. Eisvei Rish Lakish Shemen Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Idan Shal Dikol Chavin Nasav Natan Asur. Idan In Lifnei Idan Lo. So the opposite. Maybe Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Be Medayik. Maybe only the day of is going to be Asur, but before is going to be Mutter. So no. Tana Idiv Idi Idan Kari Lake. It could be that both are called Edehed, even the days before. Tanya Kavase de Rish Lakish. There's a Tosefta that's beferish like Rish Lakish. Kisha Amru Asur Laseis Velaseisi Mahem. When they say it's Asur, Lo Asru Ela Bedavar Hamiskayim. The first part of the Tosefta is a separate din. They only Asurd something that will last. If it's 3 days before and you give them a vegetable that's going to get ruined by the time the aid comes, that's not Asur. They only Asurd by Dover Hamiskayim. Right? Then it's going to last. Right? And that's why Rashi said on Daf Beis that the only issue is the day off. But if it's not going to last, then it's okay. Right? Then we're not worried that he's going to thank for what he had yesterday. The afilu, this is the key line for us now. If you did it, it's mutter. Period. Tosfos. Here is an amazing discussion in the Rishonim in terms of psak. Usually, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Rish Lakish. But here, there's a Tosefta, but favors like Rish Lakish. Does that change anything? So that's the discussion of the Rishonim. Says Tosfos, Nira Lari, the Halacha Kereb Yochanan. Afa Gav the Tani Kavasir of Shimon Lakish, even though there's a Bryce like Rish Lakish. But we still be passed like Reb Yochanan. Umaisi Raya, because the Gemara says in Perak Acholitz and in Yevamis, there's only Halacha like Rish Lakish in certain cases. And this is not on the list. And therefore, it is separate. That is what Tosfos says, and that's what others say. The Ritva, the Tosfos would argue. No, that rule is a rule in Yevamis, unless you have other factors. But here you have another factor. Ulinin Hilchasa says the Ritva, Nirim Idvarav Kedivre Rabbeinu Alfasizal. I agree to the Rif. Shapazak Alach Reish Lakish Mishum to Tanya Kavase, because there's a Beferish Brisa, Beferish Tosefta. And even though it says in Yevamis, there's only three cases that we pass on, like Reish Lakish, Hainu Taimu Mishem Delo Itzrecho Lemimne. This one you don't have to list, because it's obvious to keep it to Tanya Kavase, Pshita the Milsa de Hilchas a Kavase. Right? It's obvious. You don't have to say that. And even though there's another case there that might have been obvious, Kol Hecha Deika Milsa Ba'alma Detani Kavase Dereish Lakish V'lo Tani Kavase Derebi Yochanan Lo Mani Hasam. If you have a Beferish Raya Brisa like Reish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yochanan, so then it's obvious it doesn't have to even be on that list. Interesting. Feiter. Tani Rav Zvid B'debei Rav Oshia. Rav Zvid said in the base medrash of Rav Oshia, Rashi says, right, the brises. Rav Oshia have special brises. The Rav Reuven Margolis, the Nitzotziar, quotes all the different sources, his type of makar, where the brises of the, which brises are more authoritative, the Rav Oshia brises. Dover Shein Miskayim, Mochrin Lahem, about Lein Lokem Lahem. You could sell them something that's not going to last, because it's going to get ruined before the Yom Eid, but you can't buy from them, because they're happy about that. If something's going to go bad and I sell it and I get money for it, that's good for me. I'm happy about that. There was a min. There was a heretic that sent a new coin to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya B'Yom Eido on the day of the aid of the min. Reish Lakish was sitting there. The Tosfos Rid says, Reish Lakish never saw Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya here is not Rabbi Danasi. It must be his grandson. That's what he says. Ein Rabbi Danasi, Shu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Shlomatzin, Shai Reish Lakish, Bimei Rabbi. V'lo Od Ela Shai Modelo, Ela Ben Bino, Shal Rabbi. It's a grandson. Omar, so now, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya thinks to himself, what am I supposed to do? I got this present from this min. Omar, Hechi Evan, Ishkale, if I take it, Azol Mode, he'll go be Mode. Lo Ishkale, Havile Eva. And if I don't accept it, then this Darki Shalom, he'll be very upset at the Jews. Amalei Rish Lakish says, Tol Zrokotol, the Barlow Bilifanov, throw it into this pit. So Amar Koshigan Avalei Eva, what? He's going to get very upset. He's going to see, I just threw away his present. Kelaachar Yadu Dekamina. Now pretend that you dropped it. Pretend that it was a mistake. And if it was a mistake, so then he's not going to be too happy, but he's not going to be too upset. He can't be angry at you. Good. Period. Lashilam Velishol Mehen Vechulu. So the Mishnah said, you can't lend them items and you can't borrow. Bishlam Alahash Ilon Dekamar Vechlehu. You can't lend them items because you're giving them something. Why can't you borrow from them? Right, you're causing them to lose an asset temporarily. Abaya says, Gzera. You're right, there's no reason per se, but you don't want to get confused. Rava Amar, Kulamishim Dazulamodehu. No, he's still happy. The Ovid Kavim is still happy, knowing that the Jew needs him. Where do we have such an idea? There's a discussion in Brachas and Daf Lamed Daled. How do we have Zachrinu L'chaim and all of those Hosafos during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Right? We know the first three are Bakasha. I'm sorry, they are Pshevach. You're not allowed to have Bakasha during the first three. So Tosfos discusses, why is that allowed? That's why some Rishon and the Rashba says, don't say it. Don't say it. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. Zachreinu Michamocha. Those are not in the Gemara anywhere. So the Rashba says, don't say it. But it's our minhag. So Tosfos says, you're only not allowed to have Tzorchei Yachid to ask for in the first three. But Tzorchei Rabim you're allowed to ask for. So then the question is, why is that? So the Rashi adds in one more line. The Rashi there says, because the fact that we need Hashem is the greatest praise of Him. And that's why Tzorchei Ravim is praise of Hashem. That's similar here, right? The Goy is going to be happy and feel Mishubach that the Jew needs his item. Okay. Lavosam, Lovos Mehen, Bishlam, Lahavosam. Again, lending them money is also Mishubach Lahavosam. They're getting money. El Lovos Mehen, Amai, Semach Lokas. Amar, Abay, Xera, Lovos Mehen, Atu, Lahavosam. It's a Xera, Rava, Amar, Kula Mishan, Dazulamotehu. No, even the fact that he lent money. Again, the same thing. The Jew needs me. So that's why it's usher. Laparim v'laforom ehen v'chulu bishma laparim. You're allowed to pay them back. Mishim dekamar v'chulu. You're not allowed to pay them back. Mishim dekamar v'chulu. Right? That's a good thing for them. They're getting money. Laforom ehen miyutim emayluhu. Why can't you take money from them? Get pay back your loan. Amar abay exera laforom ehen atu laforan. Same thing. Rava amar mekulam mishim da'azul modehu. He's happy that he's able to pay back the Jew and get the Jew off his back. Vitzricha, you need all three of these discussions. To eat on alaseis v'alaseis himon. If he only said that you can't do business, mishim dekamar v'chulu. Because then he's getting something, business, he's making a profit. But just to borrow, you might have thought that borrowing from them is not a problem. That's Kamash Malan, it is. And if only had that case of Sheila, because then it's Chashiv. He knows you have his item and you're going to have to give back his item. and he feels good about it. Avalilvos mehan sarah ba'alma islay. But just when you borrow money from them, so he's a doesn't like it. He's in pain. Amar tuv lo hajizuzi. Maybe I'll never get paid back. So you might have thought that that's not included. Kamashwal, and that's also included. Vitana lo avos mehan. And if only had that one borrowing mishim dekamar bal karche mifrana. Well, I'm going to force him to pay me. Vahashdami azulamoda, and he'll still be happy that he's making something. Avali par mehan. But to get paid back from them, the sulo hajizuzi, that money's never going back to them. Emet sara islev lo azulamoda. You might think it's sar, and he won't be azulamoda. Sricha. That's why you have to have all these cases. All these cases are usser. So no matter what. Any type of good feeling that we give to the Ovid Kochavim, we're worried that he's going to be very frum and thank his Avodah Zarah, and that is not something that we want to be involved in. Right, not only is there an Isser of Avodah Zarah, everything that we do, but even indirectly, we can't do anything in our involvement with the guy, with the Ovid Kochavim, that leads him to be mazkir his Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the Hashem, by the two dots, we will continue, by the Hashem, in the coming days.